We'll do it correctly. Got some Boycott Israel magnets in the shop, by the way. Some people wanted magnets. I know you got stickers, but magnets pretty good. Indoor and outdoor, by the way. It was, I don't know, it's like a little commercial before the talk. Let's see, people coming in still? Yeah.
Okay, I've pinned a message, so do you wanna just start?
Yeah, share that on the one that's shared on the Discord.
Oh, okay. Let me see.
And then we'll start.
Let's go.
Every time I see Fauci's face on the news, it makes me physically ill. Like, you are a virus. Oh, it'll only be 2 weeks. Oh, you just need to wear a mask. Oh, you need a shot. Oh, you need two shots. You need two shots and a mask. You need two shots and two masks. You need two shots, two masks, and a booster shot. You need two shots, two masks, a booster shot, and this app on your phone so we can tell where you are, and a vaccine passport. And then eventually you're Australia at some point. A penal colony. I posted a meme the other day of him saying this will be gone by this date or this date, this date. They kept moving it like the Israelis always say in Iran, 6 months away from a bomb, which they've been saying since 2005. All right. Has it been right. Shared on the things?
Yes, I've shared it in the Discord and the Telegram and the other Telegram, and I've pinned it, and yes.
All right. Let's do this. So talk about the leak. Well, is it a leak? It's more or less the forced release of 900 pages of documents that show exactly what most of us already knew.
Yes.
So the Intercept, Glenn Greenwald's old outfit, right?
Yes.
Kind of liberal, but not the SJW kind. They protected Biden in the past and stuff, but they did. So let's give them credit for this. They sued for a Freedom of Information Request Act, and they finally got what they were looking for. And what did they get?
Well, they got 900 pages of materials related to U.S.-funded coronavirus research in China following a FOIA lawsuit.
Now, the original lab leak hypothesis was that Dr. Fauci's groups in the NIH and his cohorts from UNC did gain-of-function research. First they were doing it in America. Obama made it illegal. And then they just moved it on over to China, to the Chinese Lab of Virology in Wuhan. It turns out it's worse than that. Spill it out.
Yeah. Okay. So first of all, they had one grant that they got paid $3.1 million to do. And the title of the grant is Understanding the Risk of Bat Coronavirus Emergence. And it was not carried out at the Wuhan Institute of Virology. It was actually carried out at the very safe sounding Wuhan University Center for Animal Experiment.
Jesus.
And
we didn't do gain of function research at that institution.
It was at another one.
It was at the university for animal experiments in China.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a nightmare. A university for animal experimentation in China.
Yeah, it doesn't inspire confidence.
Let's play around with bat coronaviruses, because what could go wrong?
Yeah, but I should say that thanks to them, I think we've all gained an understanding of the risk of bat coronavirus emergence. The entire world has gained that understanding.
Right. The whole, the very first, one of the first original Corona memes was, you think one person can't change the world? And then it showed a woman eating a bat. But that's not what it was. And that, you know, that whole bat soup thing sounded about as plausible as the rioting in Benghazi over a YouTube video or whatever, like the stupid stuff that has come out of the mouths of Democrats.
Yeah, and it's weird because the media allowed us to do like strategic racism, where they were like, oh, those Chinese, they're so weird with their food and the wet markets and the, yeah.
Well, it's had to be about race because that's their favorite topic. And yeah. I remember when they're like, well, don't close the borders. Go to Chinatown in San Francisco and hug random Chinese people. I'm like, oh, yeah, because hugging random people, that won't spread diseases.
Yeah, so I can read from I can read from the article.
Sure. Like, sorry. So they're at a university for animal experimentation in China. $3.1 million from the National Institute of Health.
Or yeah, through Eco Health Alliance. So Eco Health Alliance is still key participant. And and it was used in part to identify and alter bat coronaviruses likely to infect humans. Even before the pandemic, many scientists were concerned about the potential dangers associated with such experiments. The grant proposal acknowledged some of the dangers, saying, quote, fieldwork involves the highest risk of exposure to SARS and other COVs.
What is the, while working, what's the supposed gain? Sorry. What's the supposed gain? Like, why are we tinkering around with a virus that doesn't transmit to humans, but let's fuck with it until it does? What do you gain also from that, other than big pharma that like, creates a problem so it can then, you know, try and sell things to get rid of it?
Well, Ryan, thanks to this research, we learned that you could make a bat virus infect a humanized mice. A mouse.
What the hell?
Isn't that great?
Mouse.
Thank you, science.
Wow, that's very valuable to know that we can keep adding stuff to viruses and make them stronger, and then they get out and mess up the world.
Yeah. So just to finish the quote, while working in caves with high bat density overhead and the potential for fecal dust to be inhaled. And so,
didn't they have a record of people getting bit?
Okay. So I can read the quote about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the quote is from Alina Chan, who's a molecular biologist who reviewed the grant proposal, and she says, in this proposal, they actually point out that they know how risky this work is. They keep talking about people potentially getting bitten, and they kept records of everyone who got bitten, Chan said. And then the question is, does EcoHealth have those records? And if not, how can they possibly rule out a research-related accident?
Wow. I mean, you're already admitting people are being bit by bats.
Yeah, and also,
I
like...
mean, come on, people. You're doing gain-of-function research on coronaviruses in bats, and then, a new coronavirus comes out that was from bats, and it's also Wuhan, China. What a coinkydink.
Yeah, but Ryan, if you have viral pneumonia and you give it to me, it doesn't necessarily mean that you bit me. Like, when you're working with bats, they can easily get saliva and other things on you that can transmit a virus. So sure. If they're also worried about getting bitten, that seems like that should be the least of their worries.
It's like, Not only do they have all this contact inhaling the fecal matter dust and all the rest of it, like bats are biting them. And this was all this information was given to EcoHealth. And they sat on it all, and it took a lawsuit to get this information released. They've known this.
Yes.
They knew it came from the lab.
Yeah, we can actually
that's
do
the,
some.
That's the whole point of why they're doing the research on it and to create this crap in the first place.
Yeah, that's. We can actually do some Trump posting here, because. Let me see. Where's
Trump got booed in Alabama? Talking.
Yeah,
about
yeah.
That
okay, case. So. So about the grant was initially awarded for a 5-year period from 2014 to 2019. Funding was renewed in 2019, but suspended by the Trump administration in April 2020. And by that time, it was already too late, and all the borders were closing, and people were like losing their marbles.
Obama already made it illegal in the U.S., so they just go do it in China and they find some loophole. The Trump admin closes the loophole, but
yeah,
too
but
late.
Too late, way too late.
But they would have kept
like
doing
after
it
a
anyway.
Pandemic. Yeah.
Well, they had no way of noticing it until after the fact.
Yeah,
and
there was
Fauci's
actually
there through every administration. They just never get rid of this troll. Fauci's
yeah,
sitting there
so,
comparing himself to Brad Pitt and stuff and thinking what a icon he is and stuff and selling pillows with his nasty face on it. People would get little band-aids and say, I got the Fauci ouchie. Our society is sick.
That fucking annoyed me. Like, first of all, I don't care. You can take the vaccine if you want to. But like it. If you're a grown man and you call it the Fauci ouchie, you're a man child.
Oh, I encourage them getting the vaccine. Like, that's eugenics. Just don't give it to kids. They can't consent.
Okay, so, yeah, so we have some, there's more here about the mice they tried to infect with these viruses.
Mm-hmm.
And the quote is, the viruses they constructed were tested for their ability to infect mice that were engineered to display human-type receptors on their cell. So these are the humanized mice.
Right.
Yes. Which is a great idea.
Oh, yeah. That's right up there with spider goats.
Oh.
You know, a little update on the spider goat thing. That is not fake news either. Spider goats are real. That's a real thing. They started grafting the silk protein from the goat milk onto human skin to make this like Luke Cage type indestructible skin. This is it's like the crap you read in comic books is coming true. Mad scientist. Science fiction does kind of pave the way for science reality sometimes. Anyway.
Yeah,
so they tested on these humanoid rice, human whatever the hell they call them.
Humanized mice.
Humanized mice.
Yeah, because you have to, by treating mice humanely, you make them human.
Is that like the
in
opposite of Australia? They made humans into mice?
Yeah. So,
should we have like a funeral horn for that country? It's really sad. That place is so.
Yeah, but can I continue on the mice?
Yeah, let's go for the mice.
Okay, so this guy, Richard Elbright, a molecular biologist at Rutgers, he said, Elbright also said the documents make it clear that two different types of novel coronaviruses were able to infect humanized mice. While they were working on SARS-related coronavirus, they were carrying out a parallel project at the same time on MERS-related coronavirus, which was the small outbreak of Middle East respiratory syndrome that we had a couple of years.
It had the higher death count. than SARS.
Yeah, well, it had more severe symptoms, and the hosts died sooner. It was more deadly.
Yeah, let's tinker around with MERS and SARS, because, you know, reasons. Yeah,
in China, at the University for animal Experiment.
Experiment. Yeah, let's do that. Secretly, too. And then not explain any of that when this whole thing comes out. They don't take any responsibility. It takes a lawsuit. And you know, no one except maybe Fox and Newsmax are going to talk about this tomorrow in the three-letter networks.
Yeah, and
they need mail-in votes.
Yeah, and we need some hypocrisy to make this story better. Biden blamed China for failing to release critical data, but the U.S. government has also been slow to release information. The Intercept initially requested the proposals in September of 2020, so they had to go through a lawsuit, but we have to do China. So David Cogdill has his hand up. Do you want to bring him in, or should we rant some more?
We're going to rant some more.
Okay.
We got a lot of people in here. I'm going to start bringing in everybody. We've got a pretty long, a big document. We're just hitting the bullet points of it. Like, you're going to have to sit down and read it. But man, they're so busted, though. You're chinking around with SARS-CoV-2 in China, not even at like a real lab even. It gets out, and you blame it on a wet market, and then you profit from the whole thing and act like you're the hero. These people belong in prison. They should be tarred and feathered, but Fauci should be like, I can't even say, but yeah. Yeah, prison is at least his problems. String him up in jail.
Do you think this story will reach CNN and or MSNBC?
No, but this is a global story, so it will get reported in let's say Sweden and places that have already been like screw Corona, France, possibly. Yeah, I mean, it's just so much ammo for all these people in all these southern states that are not allowing mandatory passports and stuff. I'm going to be able to point to this. I don't know. Like, CNN is not a news organization anyway, so whatever. But I can see some British newspapers and then, like Intercept and all the Substacks and stuff. And, Tucker's going to be all over this. It will be in the news. It's CNN, it's got to reach a point where, do you really have to wait till CNN says something? Because they're never going to. That's not going to happen. But I don't know, they might be forced to on this. This is undeniable. And it's the Intercept. I'm sure Verica.
Yeah, they have
The thing is, social media has banned all the people who've been saying this the whole time. Especially lab leaks, they banned everybody over this. Now they're going to have to eat it. But they won't, because it is the cardinal sin of a liberal to be held accountable or responsible for anything. Tele-based. It's been a bad week for Biden. You know what he should do? He'd be like, that was 4 or 5 days ago. The problem is, how do you hold these people accountable if you're not even allowed to report it? Not only not on TV, you can't even say it on Facebook or Twitter without the risk of getting up. But I love it, 'cause all these arrogant shitlibs, it's like, hey, this is from your own side, got a 900-page document leaked through a lawsuit showing exactly what Rand Paul was grilling Fauci on a few months ago, right?
You want to hear some editorializing in the article?
Of course.
Okay, exactly how the virus jumped to humans is the subject of heated debate. Many scientists believe that it was a natural spillover, meaning that the virus passed to humans in a setting such as a wet market or rural area where humans and animals are in close contact. Biosafety experts and internet sleuths who suspect a lab origin, meanwhile, have spent more than a year poring over publicly available information and obscure scientific publications looking for answers.
Oh yeah, the internet sleuths that were correct about
Oh, yeah.
WMDs and Assad's gas and all, you know. The
Those
other side's
annoying
the one that'll
sleuths.
think Russian hackers and polonium poisoning, all that crap.
Who do you trust? Many scientists or biosafety experts and internet sleuths?
Many scientists who will lose their job if they disagree turn out to agree. Imagine that. Very few scientists were willing to take a potentially career-ending stance for disagreeing with the establishment and having all their funding cut and their name dragged through the mud. Yeah. Nobody wants to get David Kelly'd, who was murdered for telling the truth about the anthrax.
Yeah, they kicked people off social media just for entertaining this theory.
Thing
Like,
is, like, look, the social media is there to bring it up and have a dialogue about it. It's not church or something. It's not dogma. I say, hey, look, they're messing around with these things. They're tinkering around with these viruses in this location, and this is where the outbreak occurs. They don't eat bats in China either. And those pictures are from Micronesia, which is very far away from China. It's not a wet market thing.
not a
They
lot of
admit
protein
that
sources in.
these people are being, they got bit by these bats and made a record of it. And it's
Yeah, and to re.
specifically the SARS-CoV-2 and MERS too.
Yeah,
It's
and
exactly
like,
what got out.
if biting is a hazard, then viral pathogens passing to humans is also a risk. Like, if it's close enough to bite you, then it's close enough to spread a virus to you.
In a wet market, the animal would be dead, by the way. They did. I mean, for this, for they denied this $3.1 million funding of gain of function research. They acted like they weren't doing that. And
I
Fauci
think
kept
that's
saying,
be
Ed Wuhan at this place, very specific about how he's wording. And
Yeah, because
Rand
he
Paul called him out of that on that. He goes, "You're parsing words. I know what you're doing."
Yeah.
I'm
Well,
furious, man. They shut the whole planet down over this crap these weirdos did.
yeah, so the lab it was reportedly at, or yeah, according to these documents, it was the Wuhan University Center for Animal Experiment. Not experiments, experiment.
Yeah.
Because the Chinese have great English.
Well, they're also known for their safety standards,
Well, according to the
but
document, it is,
not in a good way.
yeah, it is reportedly a biosafety level 3 lab, but I think all those safety procedures is like a box checking exercise, and that they will do anything to cut the cost.
Yeah, they don't even have a fail, like, what do you do if one does get out or somebody gets bit? Write it down. That's about the extent. This is a country that can't keep lead out of paint, that has buildings and trains and stuff just break while people are in them. It's not known for safety. They grab grease right out of the gutter and use it to fry up street food. It's China's a fourth world shithole. And this is where you're going to do super sensitive bio research into deadly viruses and see if you can get them to transmit to humans and gut. Why? I don't know why anyone would want to do that. Why? So you can learn how to defeat a virus that might occur naturally way, way, way in the future. You're far more likely to have happen what has happened. It gets out and spreads to everybody. And oh, yeah, well, Big Pharma likes that. Pfizer's talking about, that's the other news, a daily pill. Why not? They got
That's,
immunity.
yeah, that
Who
story
cares
is
what it
from
does to
April.
people? Yeah, but this is like really going to happen. I'm waiting for
Yes.
microchips. Like, that was something like, yeah, right. Well, after
Well,
looking at Australia and they say people fake their COVID passport, they go, well, the only way we can know it's authentic, if it's embedded into them. I bet you there are people like, please, they'll spread their cheeks, like, put a chip up my ass. They're so authoritarian, conformist. They're proud of it. I'm one of you. I'm on the team. I'm doing what I'm told. It's Stockholm syndrome. Chip me, please. I don't like Melonhead, but one thing he did that made me laugh, someone sent it to me. He called Dr. Fauci a miniature Mangala. It's like a tiny Mangala. A little fascist in a lab coat. But he didn't do all this alone. It's weird because two US presidents tried to stop this, two very different presidents. And they just went ahead and found a way to do it anyway. So the big news about this news is this gonna even matter? They've been caught. The news is out. It's already online. You probably can't share it on any of the social media. You can just be like, oh, this is how you do it. Look at this story. Can you believe this? Like you're outraged. Nah, I mean, I don't know. They'll probably censor the links. I mean, that's what they did with the New York Post as well as the Secretary of the Press and all that about Hunter Biden. They just said, nah, you can't talk about this. That'll hurt the election. Which is election interference, but they did it anyway. I don't see how they can suppress this story because there are some places online where you can still have some semblance of free speech, so it's going to get out there. My fear is the Q community is going to grab this and retardify it. But I don't know, man. S certain senators and stuff that are on their game, and like RFK Jr. and journalists like that are gonna, they're gonna grab this and they're gonna hit a home run with it, I think.
RFK
The
was
world's
called
sick of it.
out. RFK was called out by the president as part of the Dangerous Dozen,
Oh, I know.
basically telling Facebook to get him off the platform.
Get rid of these 12 people. I hope
Which
he
is,
runs for office.
I don't know how
What
you
was
can
the
do
last
that with
time
the
we had a
First Amendment?
presidential candidate that had a brain? Ron Paul? I mean, like, you'd have to go back a ways. RFK Jr. is not stupid, and that's rare for a politician. I guess we had Rand Paul. I mean, he's a medical doctor. You gotta have some, but it, he could also become president if he nails Fauci. Whoever nails Fauci to the wall on this is the next president of the United States. And it's just going to vindicate people like DeSantis and others, governors that have not placated to these fascist demands. It's going to vindicate them. They're right the whole time. And as were many people from years, like when Pug and I started reporting this when it came out, the idea was, and that was in the Japanese press too. And I thought, well, Japan's just going to say that no matter what because they hate the Chinese. I mean, and that's a mutual thing, by the way. But that was, might have been an overlapping motive, but it happened to be true. That's the first thing that came out on NHK and Kyoto News was it escaped from a lab in China. In English news, I was getting the bat beams. Woman ate a bat or something.
I'm reading the documents that the Intercept leaked, and I just came over this name, East China Normal University.
East China Normal University.
Yeah, I guess it's not the abnormal university if they have that.
I think it's like not the advanced. It's like the low tier one. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe that's the animal experiment play.
Animal experiment. Well, we got our experiment. The whole Earth is a lab now. Or as the coolest woman in the world said, we are not a giant hospital. We removed consent and all you petty tyrants have been called. It's like the middle of the day in the US, right? So this ought to be in the news already, or it should be. At least at the 6 o'clock news or whatever, it should be in today's cycle. 900 pages is not that much to go through. I mean, you just go through. This ought to be out now. Somebody can go through the three-letter networks and see if it's on any front pages yet. I don't know
Let
a
me
story that's
check.
hotter that affects like every country on earth more than this, right? This isn't some local thing or some military adventure. This is the global pandemic. It's destroyed economies, lost trillions in revenue, turned lives upside down.
The Federalist have posted an article an hour ago.
Right. All right. Well, that's something. I'm sure anti-war and gray zone and consortium news and all the like real papers are on it, but will any of the papers of record touch this? Or are they gonna spin it? They're gonna spin it, of course. I mean, the
Well,
editorializing is already a spin.
I mean, they did throw Mr. Gui. Oh, I'm not going to say that. Mr. Italian governor under the bus.
Cuomo, yeah.
Yeah,
But
so maybe they can get.
that was for grabbing women, not for his
Oh, yeah, that's
throwing people.
much more important than starting a global pandemic.
And it wasn't even really grabbing women as much as just like making rude comments and being an Italian.
Being awkward around women.
Actually, it's not true. That's not an Italian thing. It's a New York thing. It's just
Yeah,
something they
but
say. Yeah, I'm Italian. Like, no, you're just a Yankee, and that's how all of you act.
the liberal media still see Fauci as a hero because he stood up to Trump somehow. And yeah, I don't know.
Funny how they all found a vaccine within days of each other right after the election was concluded. Funny. It's a weird thing. They want the scandemic to be prolonged, but they also want to sell their vaccines to make money. So they come up with this genius idea to sell vaccines that don't stop the virus and don't stop the spread of the virus. Then what's the damn point of the vaccine? Oh, well, it lessens symptoms in the certain heart disease.
But the vaccine also works well with Pfizer's new at-home pill to treat COVID.
Sure.
So they're synergistic. because the more people get COVID, the more pills and vaccines they sell.
Well, Pfizer has determined that a third shot will do well for Pfizer's bottom line. So you need it.
They're already mulling a fourth shot in Israel.
You know, what's funny about the Israeli situation is they all ran out and vaccinated the Chosenites and not the Palestinians. And the reason was because they're always looking for a pretext to abuse Palestinians. And there are Arabs that live inside of Israel. And so one way to shut down all their stores, but not the Chosen stores, was to say you're not allowed to open your store, restaurant, whatever, unless you're vaccinated. And if you're Palestinian, you don't have access to these vaccines because it goes to God's self-proclaimed chosen race first. And so all the blues, they went and ran and got vaccinated. And it was an excuse to restrict travel and trade on Palestinians. So the Palestinians didn't get the jab. And then what happens is more Israelis are sick from the vaccine than Palestinians because the Palestinians never took it. And, you know, the odds are pretty low on both. But like most time, if you get a vaccine, you'll be fine. Most time, if you get COVID, you'll be fine. But you actually still have a higher risk of getting seriously sick or dying from the vaccine than you do from the disease. So the Palestinians are actually better off than the Israelis. You know, part of the statistic of why so many more Israelis are getting sick is because they're already more healthy to start with. Palestinians are, on average, younger because they have a lot of children and big families and they're younger. And so many get killed before they're 20 also. And they're in better shape. So that's part of it. A lot of Israelis are obese. But even with all that in mind, that doesn't seem to explain the stat away. They're just getting screwed up by their own jab. It's hilarious because based on their own prejudice of, oh, we're going to get this before you. We're more important than you. And then we're going to turn around and say, if you don't get this, you can't trade or travel. And now they're dying from it.
Yeah, and I'm looking at the graphs now of how the virus is doing in Israel and how it's doing in Palestine. And you'd think it'd be similar because they're like both very
right
close
next to
each other.
Interwoven, yeah.
So Israel has had twice the amount of deaths, but they have they have a larger population, and sure. Palestine has less. Yeah, has
not
had less cases, not per capita, but Palestine has had less cases. They've only had 336,000 cases, while the Israelis has had 1.12 million. But then again, testing isn't going to be great in Palestine either because they have limited resources. And so,
if they're asymptomatic, they're just not even going to bother going to the hospital or whatever. Whereas the more neurotic, hand waving crowd is going to run to the hospital for the slightest cough.
Yeah. Plus so, but what you see, what you see from the graph is that Palestine had two spikes in the flu season and in the spring after the flu season, and now it has subsided and they have like zero deaths on the 6th of August 2020. While as Israel, their cases are spiking and their deaths are spiking too. So they've had like a 7-day average of 29 deaths per day.
Man. That's more than the number of Palestinians they shot this week. That's like a whole weekend in Chicago of bullet catchers. 29. And they're the most vaccinated in the world, I believe. America actually rushed diverted masks that were coming from China to the US, they got diverted from the US to the Israelis, because America first. Now, you probably don't need the mask, but they thought you did, and so they made sure that the Israelis got all their masks first. That's sick. And America did that, and Pug and I covered that when that occurred. Diverted millions of masks to Israel for the God's chosen lunatics.
Yeah, and the thing is, Palestine is going to reach herd immunity faster because their natural immunity will be longer lasting than the vaccine. So you might, like, by taking the bitter pill faster, you might be better
You know what?
off.
That might be the like real life lab experiment where the Israelis vaccinate, the Palestinians don't because they can't, and it ends up they win because you never needed it. The fucking irony of that, of like how Palestinian, how denying them the same access and healthcare as what the Jewish Israelis get, ends up harming the bigots and helping the Palestinians, which shows an example of the world, like you don't need this. That's funny. Because there people are confused. How come if the vaccines are bad that the Israelis are getting it first when they run everything, the press and all that? Yeah, it's what people think. So, because it wasn't about health. It was about restricting access to businesses and whatnot. And the health thing was just a pretext.
And
And
now
they
they're
do it
running
again.
that gambit all over the world with everyone, and everyone who's not getting
Right.
vaccinated are restricted, so only the obedient are allowed to do business.
Right. And these people are laughing at you because you look at the quote unquote elites. Gruesome Newsom and Nancy Pelosi and Whitmer and stuff have all been caught on tape having birthday parties and going to hair salons and parties with big groups of people, and none of them are wearing masks. And this is even before vaccines with Newsom and some of these others. They were just, they go to restaurants privately, they go and get their hair done and their nails done, and they get to have all their amenities. Their life isn't turned upside down. Just you, the hoi polloi, the little people, the plebs, you got to mask up and sit at home. But the lawmakers, they can still go out. They can privately go, open a restaurant just for themselves and have their little parties without their mask on. And they get caught and they go, "Oh, yeah, I got a little oversight. I guess I'll be better at putting my mask on and social distancing." It's all theater. If they're really worried about it, they wouldn't have an open border, right? You wouldn't pack people on airplanes and then, "Oh, well, we're eating, so everyone can take their mask off now." None of the regulations make any sense. Or saying, "Well, business can it can open, but you got to close at 8 p.m. or something." Oh, okay. So Rona doesn't exist until 7:59, then right at 8 o'clock, it becomes dangerous, and that's when we have to close. Theater. It is then, always has been. And they're going to keep doing that, and they're going to keep lying to you for as long as you comply and put up with it. Don't think people are. Which is why they've needed to have such a heavy hand of censorship. They have to.
Yeah, you're no longer allowed to see the non-compliance. That's not being broadcasted.
Yeah. But, in France, Italy, to some degree, the UK and Ireland, they have been in straight up revolt against this. And then in Sweden, Norway, Denmark, and southern parts of the United States and some Midwestern parts of the United States, they just aren't doing it and never were, aren't going to. I believe the UK did pass that they will not mandate vaccines, so that's good. But they are all masked up and closing businesses. And it's really bad in certain parts of America, are almost as bad as Australia. I mean, Los Angeles and New York City too, devastated by this. Devastated by the overreaction to Rona, not devastated by Rona. They're not all dropping dead. They're more like closing up, and you're getting people kicked out of apartments. And for what? Because of the Chicken Little, the sky is falling type of syndrome. But still,
But
there is a virus that got out because of the irresponsibility of Fauci and others. And this large overreaction is necessary in order to scare everyone into getting their shots and their boosters and possibly their pills and possibly an app on their phone to tell where you are every 15 minutes. This is a totalitarian, like, as I always say, a dystopian nightmare. Big tech and big pharma doing a 1-2 punch, which is exactly what Uncle Ted spelled out would happen. That the press and pharmaceutical company, he talked about antidepressants and all that too, how they'd push it on children. And the first shot fired always by tyranny is political censorship. Right? Before Lincoln waged war, what's the first thing he did? He went around closing newspapers, which was the equivalent of like banning people on social media and television, because none of that existed in the 1860s. He closed all the newspapers, and then he started arresting judges and opponents so they couldn't vote on secession in Maryland. And then he had the army fire on civilians. Massachusetts fired in the crowd in Maryland. Then the blockade and the revenue cutters and all that, but it started with censorship. So if you study tyrants, and that's the worst tyrant the US has ever had, is Abe Lincoln, you see this pattern. First thing they did, censor that web, kill the method of communication, and then deny, deny, deny. It took a lawsuit to get this leak to come out. But at least we have FOIAs still. At least we
Yeah,
do
and
have
it
a
took.
constitution still, you know.
Yeah, but it also took a year for the lawsuit to go through the courts, so they were able to stop this from being published
Right.
for a
And make
year
sure
through
it comes
through breaking the law.
well after the election's over too.
Yes, like
For
if this
both
had
the
come
presidency
out.
and the House.
If this had come
Oh,
out
yeah.
before the election, and you could put the blame at Obama and thus Biden too, like.
Well, you put the blame on Fauci. And, yeah, they're all guilty of keeping him around. But, you know, Obama did try to ban gain of function research. And all of them did. Like, that's not a popular thing, you know? But they've been doing, then when SARS hit, or maybe when MERS hit, this is what they started thinking about this and planned this way back then. Wouldn't it be great? A new virus, a new flu, like big pharma from Cipro that all the government employees got before the anthrax was mailed, by the way. Right? And then you had MERS and SARS. Avian bird flu, pig flu, H1N1, they renamed it. Everybody go get your flu shot. These things come and go, and they fear monger and they make a big profit. But this is like another two steps backwards from even the pig flu scare, or Ebola is going to go airborne, or mad cow disease, Lyme disease. All I think they are real, but they're totally over exaggerated threats that they roll with, the profiteer. And the press is
Yeah.
always complacent, and every single one of these scare the hell out of the public endeavors.
I remember when I
farmer, it could be like Y2K. Or, there's always giant hoax.
I remember when I was in Tokyo checking out the owls. There were some Filipinos checking out the owls as well. And it was like a three-story deal. So at one part, you could go check out the puppies, and then they had the miniature pigs, and then they had the owls. And I didn't want to see the pigs because I've been in a barn where they keep the pigs, and that's not really exciting. But the Filipinos were not allowed to enter because of swine flu in the Philippines. So they could not check out the pigs.
Interesting. You thought about the other statistical difference in Israel and Palestine, is it might racially affect one group more than another. So maybe white Europeans are more susceptible to it than Arabs, and a majority of Jews in Israel are from Europe. We know it hurts obese people more. That's probably a lot of it.
Yeah, and
I'm hoping every time there's a story like this, like, what's going to take? What is it going to take to shake people and wake them up? Will this be enough?
Yeah.
Wait for that 100th monkey or whatever.
Yeah, I wanted to get some actual numbers on how susceptible I am to death if I get COVID, just to have a talking point. Really hard to figure out. You had to go through several different sources. You had to collate information because it's not readily available on the CDC's website.
So it's 0. What?
Yeah, it was 0.16%.
Wow.
That's the risk of dying from COVID for my age group in America, which is substantially fatter than...
What are the odds of getting hit by lightning? I almost got hit by a car yesterday. I think I showed you that two times. It was weird. There were two car accidents within minutes of each other. A white car hit a van about 30 feet away from me and flipped the van over on its side. And then, I guess it was maybe 20 minutes later, when I was walking near the Futsaka thing, somebody ran into a wall with a car and right in front of me. I mean, I wasn't almost hit, but I was again about 20 feet away and I saw another accident. I mean, man, what am I, the unlucky harbinger of bad luck or something? I don't know.
Yeah. You sent me the video. Like a bad accident. Mm-hmm. The car flipped over and.
And then as I was talking to you, it happened again. Like another car ran into a wall.
And that accident was extra stupid. I don't know. Yeah, that was, I don't understand how you could crash there.
It was extra stupid because they're basically pulling out of a parking lot and they either can go left or right on the road. They went straight and just hit a wall. I just thought, man. They're from Vietnam too. They were speaking Vietnamese, so I don't know what they couldn't. Maybe they couldn't read the Japanese or whatever. But still, when there's a wall in front of you, you know, and you have to turn because walls. There's a wall. Don't run into it. You know, turn before you reach it. I don't know. I don't know if someone thought they were in reverse and went forward or how that happened. I can't explain it because that was one of the dumbest accidents I've ever seen. Really helps the stereotype. I hope Rand Paul brings Fauci to the gallows again. Anything else in this 900-page document? I mean, have you been able to scan it? I've been trying to talk, just reiterate this stuff. so you have time to look
at. No, I've been focused on the stream and stuff. So
well, let's I read the article to Intercept, and then let's post a link to the raw documents. I would dig in it. I'm going to go in the documents first. I don't care what Intercept says, but for those of you realistically that don't have time to read 900 pages, then just read the articles about it. All right. So make sure you end the recording.